Prayer to Change Things. This is the Dial of Healing Word here in Campo, California. Prayer to change things. We make prayers all the time to put things in order, to make things right, to make things good, to do all that must be done and do all the things that are important in the world. And so we pray about it. And we pray that God's will be done, our will be done, all good will be done. And we pray. We pray to change things. And because we pray to change things, very little is ever done. The reason very little is ever done is that all things that we pray for already exist. And we are sort of praying that something will be which already is, and then we are saying that it's not done. Because by the very fact that we're praying for something, we're saying that it is not something that is evident in our life. And if everything truly is, if everything all exists in the now, and we pray that it will be, then we are being sort of ludicrous. We're praying in the wrong direction. If we were to pray that all is now, and we are aware of it being, then we perhaps would be praying a little more right. So, at the University of Healing in Church of God Unlimited, we teach, I'm whole and perfect now. 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 And it's not a matter, I would like to be whole and perfect. I'd like to have a lot of wealth. I'd like to have good relationships. I'd like to have happy body. I'd like to have a good everything, you know. And if that's what we're after, we're seeking for something that already exists. And in the process of seeking for something that already exists, we're saying that it doesn't exist, and so we're pushing it away from ourselves. We're pushing away the awareness. Our big desire and our big aim in life is to say that it already exists, and I merely put the cause in motion to reveal to me that it already exists. And as I am aware that it already exists, then I act as though it already exists. And I act in that wholeness, in that abundance, in that right action. I act in that perfect feeling, in that perfect attitude, in that perfect way. And in that action, beautiful things take place. Beautiful things happen in my world. And I'm a very happy and a very fulfilled person. But it is something that I must consciously do. And I consciously say, I am whole and perfect. Not I'd like to be whole and perfect, or I'd like to have health, or I'd like to have this or that. I say I am whole and perfect, because that is the divine in me. That is my reality. That is already existent, and I merely want to become aware that it is already existent. And so I say, this day, my prayer is not one to change anything, but to reveal. I reveal that it is already done. I reveal to myself that I live in harmony, that I live in abundance, that I live in right action, that I live in a healthy body. And as I reveal these things to myself, I say, well, how about that? It really is true. And it is true. Think about these things. They're pretty powerful and pretty important, and they really work. If you'd like to call a practitioner here at headquarters, you may dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111, and we're all practitioners here. And we have been trained to say to ourselves, first we heal ourselves from whatever a person calls and asks about. And when we have done our job, then we say, and so it is, to the other person. We, as a practitioner, see the other person fulfilled in every way, revealed in every way, and happy in every way. And then that's the way it's done. So, if we can be of help to you, just dial 1-619-478-5111, and a practitioner will answer the phone, and he will greet you with, it is done. And you say, thank you, goodbye, I love you. You see, it does not have to be a long, drawn-out statement. It's just a statement of the truth about you, now and for always. Have a very lovely day, and know that in every way, I love you, I love you, I love you.